Police have shot dead a 19-year-old man, Kumanjai Walker, in the Central Australian Aboriginal community of Yundamoon. Police claim he was armed with a weapon and lunged at an officer, but members of his family disagree. Oliver Gordon reports.
An angry community gathered in the wake of the shooting at the Yundamoo Basketball Stadium. Some hold signs with hand-painted messages bearing the words Black Lives Matter, Stop Police Brutality and We Stand With Walker. In the midst of it all, NT Police Acting Assistant Commissioner Travis Wurst explaining for the first time to this community what led to the death of one of their own.
Yesterday police from Alice Springs came across Kumanjai at a house, and when the police were talking to him, there was a fight. In that fight, he stabbed the one policeman, okay? And then the police did use a gun, they did shoot. There were three shots.
Despite receiving life-threatening injuries in the shooting, 19-year-old Kumanjai Walker was taken to the Yundamoo police station because the local health clinic was closed, medical staff having been earlier withdrawn from the remote community over safety concerns following a number of break-ins.
What's going to happen now is that them police, when they went there, everything was recorded. We need to find out what happened. We did not want this to happen.
Late ambulance, you're late.
It took hours for medical help to arrive to render assistance.
We went to bed last night praying, like, we thought there was still a chance.
Kumanjai Walker's cousin Samara Brown says the family were denied access to him after he was shot.
We thought that he might still be alive because that's what they told us. They said he's getting medical assistance. So when I went to bed last night, we were praying. We thought, okay, he might be able to pull through. Miracle, he might be able to pull through. The whole time he was dead, just sitting there at the police station.
Yesterday, the dead teenager's body was flown to nearby Alice Springs, and as news of Kumanjai Walker's death spread through the town, demonstrators marched on the police station there.
They should feel guilty, these mob.
The 19-year-old's relative, Robin Granitz, was part of the protest.
It was a murder. It happened when we wanted independent to come and investigate. We don't want any police.
Whether the use of lethal force on the teenager could be justified will now be a matter for the investigators to determine. As well as an internal police investigation into the events leading to Kumanjai Walker's death, a coronial inquest will also be conducted, with the fatal police shooting now a declared death in custody.
Oliver Gordon reporting.